Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio. The Adams Central Patriots, the Hastings High Tigers. The city battle, a district close also tonight to end the regular season for Adams Central. The next to last game for Hastings High. Tom Schlechter here on the first part of our pregame show, the Adams Central head basketball coach. Patriots 17-3. They come off of a two-game losing streak with a nice win last Saturday at the Heartland Hoops Classic against Kearney Catholic. Coach, I know that was a very good win for your ball club. They needed to get off that losing streak, didn't they?
Yeah, we really did, and we told our kids, both before, during, and after, that this is a Kearney Catholic team that has really made big improvements, you know, throughout the season. And if you look at it, they have seven losses right now, and six of them are teams that are wild card points are considered what Division One teams, meaning they're 15-3, 17-2, 18-1 type teams that they've suffered losses to, and they've done that with. They did that playing, you know, four freshmen and some sophomores, and those young kids have gotten better as the years has come along, and they play extremely hard. They came at us, and they hit some shots against us. We knew they would battle us and play us really tough, and we were just fortunate that in the second half we played a little bit better defensively, a little bit better help, got some free throws to fall at the end.
And the Patriots won it by 6 points to get their 17th win. No, Coach, that was the fourth game in 8 days for your guys. I know, afterwards, guys said they were kind of drained. They'd had enough for a while, and I guess how did it go this week? I guess the question is, how did practices go, and have they responded with some renewed energy this week getting ready for the Tigers tonight?
Yeah, they really have. Other than the fact that me and Nate got sick, everybody else has been great. Kids have had fantastic bounce, and you can kind of tell that in just in how guys jump and their attitude and the way they interact with each other. And we haven't seen that the last week. We saw it the week of the conference tournament because they had gotten a couple days off before a conference tournament, and we had a lot of bounce that week. And then this last week, we played hard. We played hard against the teams we played, but we just didn't see the same bounce in practice. Didn't see the same bounce when you're getting ready for in warm up and things like that. And so we really saw a lot of bounce coming back on Tuesday. Guys that were really getting up off the floor and whether it was guys who normally maybe are struggling to dunk it or dunking it easy. And you can get real good feeling. Just the way that they're talking to each other and the way that they interact with coaches, you could tell that they were excited. And that's the one thing after the game against Kearney Catholic. I kind of got on my kids a little bit and said, geez, guys, you just played in the Heartland Event Center. You just beat another ranked team and a good team that played extremely well. I said, you guys should be happier about it. And they quoted me in the paper, too. Zach Hunt just looked at me and said, Coach, we're just drained. We're just drained. And miraculously, it was almost like Lazarus, in the Bible. We told them they were going to get Sunday and Monday off, and they felt a lot better just like that. It was instantaneous, and there was an erupt in the locker room, and everybody felt better.
Well, as competitive as these kids are and at the schools, they should be ready for what's coming up tonight with Hastings High. It's a city game. It's also a district foe, last regular season game for the Patriots, and then you're going to have another week off to get ready for the districts. But you're at the point of the season now, Coach. I mean, there's no looking back now. It's time to go, isn't it?
You know, you're exactly right. There is no future. The present is the future, and the future is here. And that future is Hastings High. That future is Hastings High. And you said exactly right. This is a district foe. This is a crosstown rivalry. And it's going to be great energy. It's going to be great fire. And both teams are going to come out, and they're going to play extremely well.
And, Coach, is the key tonight, yes, it's Hastings High. It's a city matchup. It's a district foe and a big game, of course. A lot of excitement created. It's the most important thing for your kids to go out, play your game, follow your game plan, because you want to head into the postseason on a good note, and you hope a winning note, but a good note. You want to play well tonight, don't you?
Yeah, Blaine, you're exactly right. And it really is all about composure right now because, sometimes you can get in and out of your game, and there's going to be runs being made by both teams. And in basketball, that's going to happen. And so the key for us is just to weather through, good and bad plays, and just to keep playing and keep with what we do, which is, try to get out and pressure the ball, try and get multiple possessions and try and push as much as we can.
And everybody at this point in the season has put in a tremendous amount of work, so you don't want all that to go by the boards here in one or two games. You just want to go out and just do everything you can to make the end of the season very successful.
That's exactly right. We told our kids, that every team goes through a couple hours of practice every day, and so every team is pretty good this time of year. And every team has athletes. Every team have guys that have been working on shooting and dribbling and ball handling, and every team's getting better. And so every game's a battle, and it's just about finishing it out, just finishing out games.
Coach, good luck tonight. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk when it's over. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Blaine.
It's Tom Schleck, the boys' basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots. We'll get the Hastings High side of things after this timeout on tonight's pregame show.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling, and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Two of the pregame show for Hastings High and Adams Central for KHAS on February 19th. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to tonight's pregame show. Mike Simmons joins us, the head basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers, as we get the Tigers side of things in this Adams Central-Hastings High boys matchup tonight. Coach, the ball club coming off that loss at Aurora last week. You haven't played since last Saturday, 60-47. Struggled kind of in the first half, but had a good third quarter. But you need four consistent quarters, don't you?
Yeah, you know, that's one thing that we're working on is the consistency. And, you know, the first quarter's kind of bitten us here the second half of the season. We don't get off to good starts. And giving up 15 points there in the first quarter, that's just a couple, three, four more points than we want to give up. And you know, we're getting off to a good start offensively, and then all of a sudden we just go stagnant for a while during, you know, the middle minutes of that first quarter. So getting off to a good start's what we need.
The ball club last week, you get double-figure scoring from Ben Reimer and Brady Runt with 14 points each. And that was good to see, Coach, taking a little of that offensive pressure off Jack Andreessen. But those two guys with 14 apiece, that was good to see.
Yeah, it was good to see Brady get back into the way he was at the beginning of the year. He really played well at the beginning of the year. Not that he hasn't played well the rest of the season, but here lately we've tried to change some things up where we get a double post offense and we get take some pressure off of Jack and get look at Brady down and low. And we've worked with Brady in the post trying to get him the basketball in there, and it helps when our guards penetrate a little bit, attract defense, so we can kick it down to Brady to score down there. And Ben just had a great night shooting the basketball. For some reason they helped off, and when he was wide open he took the shots, and that's what we want him to do. And you know, like I said, we've changed a couple things up where we got him coming off some more screens, and they're going to have to help in the paint when we go with our double post offense, which is going to give guards our open shots, and he knocked them down.
Coach, the ball club then has not played since last Saturday, as we said, with that loss to Aurora. What about this week? How have practices gone? You have this weekend tonight with Adams Central, and Lincoln Pius comes to town tomorrow night, both here at your place. But what about the week of practice? This squad have a good week?
You know, we took it just like we did with Aurora. I mean, basically Aurora and Adams Central are almost identical teams. They like to shoot the ball from the outside. They got some threats that we need to take care of, and it was another good week of practice. Like I said, we haven't played since Saturday, so we had four or five days to get ready for Adams Central and try to take away some things that they like to do, and again focus on what we're trying to do because we're trying to make some changes because we need to put some points on the board.
Is that the key right now, Coach, for this ball club? We talked with Coach Schleck about it in the first part of the pregame show. Is the key tonight and tomorrow night for your kids to go out there and play good basketball? Because the district's following in next weekend for you guys. You want to go out this weekend, maybe get some momentum going, play well. You got to be concerned, I guess, more about yourselves these next two nights, don't you? And let's get things on the good path, right?
Yeah, you know, we talked about things after the Aurora game, of taking the next two games and making them just like district games where each possession is so crucial. And if you turn it over without getting a shot, you know, that's pretty detrimental to our team. So we've got to really work on you know, taking care of the basketball, value in it. We had 19 turnovers versus Aurora, and you're not going to be in too many games when you do that. And, you know, even though we turned it over 19 times, we were still, you know, it's a five-point game with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So, you know, we're trying to take it a possession at a time and take care of the basketball.
And as we've talked, as we moved along here, Coach, nothing would be better for these guys to get a victory or two this weekend, and that would really kind of give them a lot of confidence going into the district. So nothing would be better for the Tigers than a win, would it?
Yeah, it would build lots of confidence. I mean, we're still playing for our seeding, and we can get a win out of the next two games. You know, you're looking at being fifth and maybe playing Holdridge, or you know, if we don't, we're looking at probably being sixth, and you're probably playing Lexington. So, you know, I'd rather be fifth, but, I mean, we'll take what we get. But we're still working on our seeding, so there's a lot still at stake.
Coach, good luck tonight. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk when it's over, and good luck all weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Blaine.
That's Mike Simmons, head basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers. Stay tuned, boys. High school basketball, Adams Central and Hastings High is coming right up.
in the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
If your heating and cooling system has seen better days, now's the right time to replace it. Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning has the Frigidaire Ecologic System that qualifies for the Economic Stimulus HVAC Tax Credit. The new law allows homeowners to claim 30% of the costs, up to $1,500, when you purchase a Frigidaire Ecologic Heating and Cooling System, plus cut a third off your heating and cooling bills. Contact Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning, 463-4853, for further details on the Ecologic Qualifying Frigidaire products. Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and now in Kearney.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Save on Whirlpool, Maytag, and Amana appliances during the President's Day Savings Event at Rogers Incorporated. There's no interest for 12 months and no down payment and low monthly payments on a qualifying Whirlpool purchase. Plus, get up to $425 on a MasterCard prepaid card by mail with the purchase of select Energy Star qualifying Maytag and Whirlpool appliances. Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Tiger Den, Hastings High School, for boys high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. The Hastings High boys hosting the Adams Central Patriots, a city matchup tonight. Also two teams that will be competing in the same district in about a week or so, over in Kearney. So this matchup to end the regular season for Adams Central, the Hastings High Tigers have the Patriots tonight, and then Lincoln Pius coming to this gym tomorrow night to end their regular season. The teams will take next week off from competition, and the district begins on Saturday, February 27th. So a lot of things going on in this ball game tonight. It's a city basketball matchup. It's district foes meeting, and of course, friendships between these two teams. Off the court, so all this comes into play. The city matchup, Hastings High and Adams Central. The Patriots have been in Class B now for the third year in Class B boys basketball competition. This is the third year in a row these two teams have played each other. This series, the most recent series, tied at 1-1. The Patriots win last year. The Adams Central gym, Hastings High, wins 2 years ago on this floor. So they meet this time of the year, near the end of the regular season, and they may also meet again in about 10 days or so in the District B5 in Kearney. But tonight here at the Tiger Gymnasium, Adams Central, Hastings High, boys high school basketball tonight for you. It should be a good one. The visitors, the Adams Central Patriots, coming in with 17 wins and 3 losses on the season. The Patriots breaking a 2-game losing streak. They're only one of the year so far. They defeated the Kearney Catholic 64-58 at the Heartland Hoops event last Saturday. The Patriots down by one at halftime against the Stars, but had a good third quarter, outscoring Kearney Catholic 20-12, and the Patriots had a 7-point lead going into the fourth quarter. They hit their free throws down the stretch, 7-for-9 in the fourth quarter, and won the ball game by 6 to break that 2-game losing streak and get back in the winning column with a 64-58 win over Kearney Catholic. The Patriots come in at 17-3 on the season. The Hastings High Tigers have struggled this year, as you know if you follow a local basketball. The Tigers started out with 2 wins in their first 3 games, but the Tigers have dropped 13 games in a row. They are 2-14 on the season. Their most recent outing was 1 week ago at Aurora against the 12-7 Aurora team, and the Tigers lost it 60-47. Hastings High fell behind 28-18. At halftime, had a good third quarter, outscored the Huskies by 6, got back in the ball game, but then Hastings was outscored by 9 in the fourth quarter and dropped the game 60-47. Ben Reimer, Brady Rutt with 14 apiece for the Tigers in that game. So Hastings High has not played since last Saturday, and the Adams Central Patriots also off since last Saturday. So it's the 17-3 Patriots and the 2-14 Hastings High Tigers. Adams Central coming in to the basketball game, averaging 64 points a contest. The Patriots giving up just under 51 a game. Adams Central shooting 44% from the floor, 33% from three-point range,
and a good free throw shooting team, 71% on the season. The Patriots turning it over only 11.7 times a game, their opponents 14 times a game, and Adams Central has out-rebounded its opponents by about four per contest, although the Patriots not the overly tall, but they've done a pretty good job on the boards this season. They're led by Zach Hunt at 16 points a game and Brady Barrett at 14.6 points per game, the two double-figure scores for Adams Central. The Hastings High Tigers, Mike Simmons outfit coming in with the not enough consistency on offense, as we talked in the pregame show. The Tigers scoring only 43 points a game. They're giving up 58 a contest. Hastings High shooting 42% from two-point range, 27% from three-point range, 38% from the floor overall. The Tigers only a 51% free throw shooting team, and they've been out-rebounded about three per game, 27-24 or so on the boards. The Tigers turning it over about 13 times a game. Their opponents only 10 times per contest. So Hastings High needs to score some points. The Patriots like to get out and score, and Hastings High's had trouble scoring this year, so we'll have to see how the Tigers try to slow down maybe the Adams Central Patriots here tonight and break this long losing streak. And Adams Central wants to close their regular season with their 18th win of this campaign. So it's the Tigers and the Patriots, high school basketball, the end of the regular season for Adams Central, the next to last game of the regular season for the Hastings High Tigers. We will take a break right here. When we return, we'll give you the starting lineups and the first quarter play-by-play after this 1 minute timeout.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-a-tier air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
And back at the Hastings High Gym, the playing of our national anthem this evening and the singing of our national anthem. And the singing of our national anthem, the Hastings High students tonight, back at the Tiger Den, high school basketball tonight for you boys' side of things. Hastings High and Adams Central should be a good one. I'm Blaine Bulitz. We'll have the play-by-play for you. The starting lineups tonight for the visitors from Adams Central. Had to cross across town and in from Adams Central School for the Patriots tonight. They will start. Zach Hunt, a 6'1" senior, leads the team in scoring at 16 a game, 4 rebounds. Also starting for Adams Central will be Nate Arnold, a 5'9" senior, 8.5 points, 3.2 rebounds for Nate. Brady Barrett, a 6-foot sophomore, 14 points a game, 3.5 rebounds. Connor Lyons, 8.7 points per game, 3.7 rebounds. He is a 6'3 senior, and the 6'2 junior, Calvin Ott, who averages 5 points and 3.5 rebounds for Adams Central. Hunt, Arlt, Lyons, Ott, and Barrett for the 17-3 Adams Central Patriots. For the Hastings Tide Tigers, Mike Simmons' outfit is expected to start Brady Rudd, a 6'1" junior. Just under 7 points a game, just under 5 rebounds per game for Brady. Ross Hoagland is a 6'1" senior, 4.4 points a game for Ross, 2 rebounds per contest. The center, the man in the middle, is Jack Andreessen, a 6'3" senior, the leader of this ball club, 11 points a game and 7.9 rebounds for Andreessen. The guards are Ben Reimer, a 5'8" senior, 5 points a game, 1.3 rebounds for Ben. Jeff Richardson, a 6-foot junior, 5.4 points, 2.4 rebounds for Jeff on the season. So it's Rutt, Hoagland, Andreessen, Reimer, and Richardson for the 2-14 the Tigers against Adams Central here tonight. High school basketball coming your way here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Again, the end of the regular season tonight for Adams Central. The next-to-last game for Hastings High. The Tigers will be hosting Lincoln Pius X, another good ball club, tomorrow night right on this floor. Same game time for the varsity at 7:45. So the Patriots and the Tigers have been introduced. A very good crowd on hand, as you might expect. A lot of students on both sides of this building and a lot of fans for Adams Central and Hastings High. So here we go with the Patriots in their traveling blue with the white numerals, red and white trim, Hastings High in the home white with the orange numerals. Black and orange trim, Hastings High shooting the basket to our left. Adams Central to the right. Connor Lyons will jump center against Jack Andreessen of the Hastings High Tigers. And again, probably a good many friendships among these players on both sides of the floor tonight. But tonight they'll go at it in basketball. The tip control to the Patriots, Zach Hunt. And here we go, Patriots with the first offensive possession of the basketball game. Hunt to Arlt in the front court. Corner to Lyons, it's a man-to-man Hastings High defense. Arlt kicks it out through Connors, deep on the left wing. Connor Lyons, he drives into the lane, puts up a shot from 7 feet, and it's good. Connor Lyons with the first basket of the game, and Adams Central goes up 2-0. Pressure in the backcourt, a little zone trap in the backcourt by Adams Central. Reimer in the backcourt to Andreessen. Jack with the basketball, still on the defensive side of the timeline, and a 10-second call. The Patriots with that pressure in the backcourt forces the 10-second call. The Tigers do not get it across the midway timeline in 10 seconds, and they turn it over the first of the ball game. So the Patriots with the basketball. Hunt in the front court. Drives to the hoop, puts up a shot, going to be good over Andreessen, and Zach Hunt headed for the hoop and scored. So a quick 4-0 lead for Adams Central. We play 45 seconds. Andreessen in the back court to Reimer. Reimer in the front court to Richardson. Bounce pass in the corner to Ross Hoagland. Back out to Richardson. Jeff now to Reimer, and Hastings High will start this offense against this man-to-man Patriot defense. Richardson to Reimer, to Andreessen. Connor Lyons with the defense there. Jack Andreessen with the basketball now to Richardson as the Tigers start out. Patient on offense here. They'll slow the pace the way it looks. They are falling behind 4-0. Reimer with it. See how patient the Patriots are on defense. To Richardson, to Andreessen. Tigers get some instructions from head coach Mike Simmons. They're on the far end of the court from Coach Simmons. They shoot the basket to our left here. Arlt on the defense on Richardson to Brady Rutt. To Reimer on the left wing. Top of the key to Jeff Richardson to the free throw line. Back out to Reimer. So Hastings High going to be very patient here. Start this basketball game. We'll keep the Patriots moving on defense. Richardson gets a screen. Puts up a 17-footer. Going to be well short and no good. Rebound by Hunt. Patriots on the run from left to right. Hunt into the scoring zone to our right. Loses his defender, shoots and scores from 17. Zach Hunt with his second field goal, 6-0 Patriots. Again, Adams Central will have zone pressure in the backcourt. They let the Tigers get the ball in, and now we'll converge on the basketball. Reimer across the timeline into the scoring zone. 6-0 Adams Central. We played a little over 2 minutes of the first quarter. Left wing to Richardson. Jeff with it for the Tigers. Zach Hunt defense there to Brady Rutt. But lob inside is going to be over the head of Andreessen. And out of bounds, turnover Tigers their second. Jack Andreessen is the big threat. He's an 11-point scorer and 8 rebounds a game. He's been the leader of this ball club all season. They tried to go to him there, but an errant pass. Brady Rutt for three from the wing is going to be nothing but the bottom of the net. Rutt with three, and it's 9-0. in favor of Adams Central. They jump out to a quick 9-0 lead in this first quarter. Rutt in the backcourt, front court now to Hoagland. Ross on the far sideline to Richardson on the baseline right. Richardson will dribble it back out between the rings for Hastings High School. Richardson with left-handed dribble pass going to be picked off by Barrett. Third turnover on the Tigers. Barrett front court pass is going to be picked off there by Andreessen. First turnover on the Patriots, so the teams exchange turnovers. Front court, Reimer stops and pops from three. Going to be short, no good. Tipped around and grabbed by Richardson. Offensive rebound by the Tigers, Jeff Richardson. Now to Reimer. 9-0, Patriots. 4:50 to go, first quarter. Richardson guarded by Barrett. Top of the key pass to Rutt. Lob inside to Andreessen. He will shoot and score from inside. Jack Andreessen with his first field goal, and the Tigers get on the board at the 4:42 mark. It's 9-2. Front court, Adams Central with the ball. Hunt with it. Going to have our first substitution of the game. It's going to be Brady Menke for Hastings High. Hunt lob pass underneath Ott. He will shoot and score from 5 feet. Calvin Ott on the assist from Zach Hunt, 11-2, Adams Central. Reimer in the backcourt for the Tigers. 4:20 to go, first quarter. Richardson into the front court. Quickly into the lane. They'll put up a left-handed runner. It's going to be short. No good. No rebounders there for the Tigers. Arnold pulls it down for Adams Central. Into the front court on the run. Dishes in the corner to Hunt. Top of the key now to Rutt for three. It's going to be good again. Brady Barrett for three. And it's 14-2 and timeout Mike Simmons and Hastings High. So Adams Central off to a fast start. We'll take a timeout with 4:05 to go. First quarter. Adams Central 14, Hastings High 2, back in 30 seconds.
Familiar faces, new business. The new business is Auto Glass Experts. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. The familiar faces are Jeff Fitzke and Brent Mortar-Strauss. They have more than 25 years combined experience in the auto glass business. Auto Glass Experts will take care of your vehicle's windshield replacement, rock chip repair, machinery glass, and commercial and residential windshields. They'll even come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call Jeff and Brent at 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings, supports local and area high school, Hastings College and the Nebraska Cornhuskers athletes, teams, and coaches.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central's hit its first six shots. They lead 14-2 halfway through this first quarter. Brady Menke, the 6 foot sophomore, in. Jeff Richardson out for Hastings High. 14-2 Patriots. Hoagland in the front court for the Tigers. Now to Reimer. Ben with the basketball on the wing now to Menke. Menke, the sophomore, to Rutt. To Reimer, has a screen, now gets to the free throw line, in the lane, has to dish it back out to Hoagland. Ross bounce pass inside to Andreessen. Andreessen into the lane, spins, turns to his right, puts up a shot off the glass and rim and good. Two field goals for Jack Andreessen, and it's 14-4, Adams Central. Front court, it's Hunt for the Patriots. Hunt into the lane, will shoot from 7 off the glass and rim, no good. The rebound by Brady Rutt, first miss of the night for the Patriots. They make their first six shots. Have a 10-point lead. Rutt front court inside to Andreessen. He will spin on the baseline. Lost it out of bounds off his leg. Turnover on the Tigers, their fourth. Andreessen was headed for the hoop and lost control. Went off his leg and out of bounds. The fourth turnover on the Tigers. One for Adams Central. 3:13 to go, first quarter. Adams Central 14, Hastings High 4. Hunt will slow it down. Walk it into the offensive zone for the Patriots. On the wing to Arnold. He slices into the lane. Puts up a shot and good. Nate Arnold with his first field goal, 16-4. Patriots, 7 out of their first 8 from the floor, have a 16-4 lead, 2:50 to go first quarter. Front court, it's Hoagland for the Hastings High Tigers. To Menke. Brady Menke, the sophomore, has the basketball. Barrett on the defense. He will head for the hoop, dishes off to Hoagland. His shot from the wing for 3 is going to be no good. The rebound by Nate Arnold. Arnold for the Patriots from left to right on the run. Adams Central, front court is Arnold. Cross-court pass to Connor Lyons for 3 in the air. Off there, no good. The rebound run down in the corner by Ben Reimer for Hastings High School. 2:25 to go, first quarter. Patriots by a dozen. Reimer front court for Adams Central's Matt Overmiller will be the first substitution of this game for Adams Central at the next whistle. Reimer still with the basketball on the right wing to Hoagland. Ross gets his screen. He's behind the three-point arc but has no shot. Now to Reimer. Reimer between the rings on the dribble. Left side to Menke. In the corner to Hoagland. They look inside for Andreessen. He's double-teamed as he gets the basketball. Dishes out to Reimer for 3 from the wing in the air and bounces off there. No good. Another rebound for Arnold. Nate Arnold with another rebound. Has it into the front court for Adams Central. Into the lane. Bounce pass underneath Ott. He lost control of it and out of bounds, but it is off a Tiger. Our official says it's off Brady Rutt. It'll be Patriot basketball underneath their own basket. Jake Fowler, Nick Stein, and Matt Overmiller. Three new ones in for the Patriots. Lyons, Arlt, and Ott sit down. Nick Stein, Matt Overmiller, and Jake Fowler. Hunt for three from the wing. Off there, no good. The rebound by Andreessen. Andreessen to Reimer for Hastings High. 16-4, Adams Central. 1:42 to go, first quarter. Ben Reimer scoring zone for the Patriots to Brady Menke. Patriots and the Tigers have both played man-to-man all evening long. Reimer left wing to Brady Menke. Menke the sophomore. They look inside for Andreessen. Top of the key to Brady Rutt. Right side to Hoagland. Ross, top of the key pass to Reimer. Left wing to Brady Menke for three in the air. Going to be off there. No good. Long rebound comes to Zach Hunt. Patriots on the run. 2-on-2. Hunt will drive. Put it up off the glass and score. Zach Hunt with six. Patriots lead at 18-4. Their biggest lead of 14. Front court, Ross Hoagland. To Jack Andreessen, he will drive to the free throw line, in the lane, puts up the shot, going to be short, no good. Brady Rutt gets the rebound, lost control of it, picks it back up, shoots and misses, but he's fouled in the play. Matt Overmiller will pick up the foul for Adams Central. And Brady Rutt to the free throw line to shoot two for Hastings High School. 18-4, Adams Central with 1:02 to go, first quarter. Brady Rutt to the free throw line. Ken Brady had 14 last Saturday at Aurora, averages 7 a game. Free throw up and good with the left hand. His first point, 18-5 Patriots. Into the ball game is Ty Anderson, a 6'1" sophomore for Hastings High. Andreessen will go out. Jeff Richardson checks back in. And Ross Hoagland goes out. So Hoagland and Andreessen get their first breathers of the night. Brady Rutt's second free throw is up and good again, so he makes them both. 18-6 Patriots by the dozen. 1 minute to play, first quarter. High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Hunt into the lane, dishes on the wing to Fowler. Jake Fowler, top of the key to Stein. Left wing to Hunt. He will shoot from 16. It's going to be off there, no good. Battle for it on the baseline, knocked out of bounds, and off a Tiger. It'll stay with the Patriots. Off Brady Rutt, and it'll be Patriot basketball. Hunt to inbound. Underneath his own basket, does to Overmiller. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. In the corner, it's Hunt behind the screen now. Looks inside, but passes top of the key to Stein, right side to Fowler. He goes to the baseline, dishes underneath. It's going to be picked off by Ty Anderson. Turnover Patriots. Anderson with the steal now to Richardson. Jeff Richardson, front court for Hastings High to Ben Reimer. The Tigers are going to slow it up here, down 18-6, 20 seconds to go. Looks like Hastings High is going to play for the last shot of this first quarter. Got to get some momentum going into period number two. Richardson with it now to Menke. Brady Menke to Reimer. 9 seconds to go. Left side now to Richardson with six. Gets a screen to the free throw line to Reimer. He'll take the three from the right wing. Is going to be off there, no good. Hunt goes high, gets the rebound, and that's the end of the first quarter. And after one, Adams Central 18, Hastings High 6, back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central Patriots come out and hit seven of their first eight shots from the field. Their first six, seven of their first eight. Got out to a quick lead on the Tigers here tonight. It was 9-0 at the 5:27 mark. Largest lead was 14 at 18-4. It's 18-6 after one quarter. Patriots over the Tigers. 6 points for Zach Hunt and six for Brady Barrett. Four for Jack Andreessen for the Tigers. Tigers send out Jack Andreessen. He's back in there. Ty Anderson stays out there. Jeff Richardson, Ross Hoagland, the starter back in, and Ben Reimer. It's Zach Hunt, Nate Arlt, Brady Barrett, Connor Lyons, and Matt Overmiller for Adams Central. Second quarter underway, 18-6. Patriots by the dozen. Reimer front court as the Patriots stay in their man-to-man defense. Pass now to Richardson. Jeff with it, back to Reimer. Hunt with the close defense on Ben Reimer. Reimer near the timeline now. Will pass right side to Richardson. Arlt playing defense there to Andreessen. Overmiller on him, left wing. To Hoagland for three in the air. Going to be wide, no good. Arlt gets another defensive rebound, his third this game. Nate quickly passes into the front court to Overmiller. He will take a 17-footer. Going to be off the rim, no good. Connor Lyons goes for the offensive rebound, gets it out to Overmiller, but travels on his way to the floor. Turnover, Adams Central, their third. Hastings High has four. Patriots did not shoot a free throw in the first quarter. Hastings High, 2 out of 2. High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Hastings College Bronco basketball on 1230 KHS tomorrow. 12:45 pregame, the Broncos playing at Dakota West. And here's a steal by the Patriots. Front court is Arnold. He will shoot and score. Nate Arnold on the assist from Zach Hunt. Makes it 20-6 Patriots. Hastings High now turned it over five times. Andreessen front court for the Tigers. Jack with the basketball gives it up to Jeff Richardson. 6:50 to go before halftime. 20-6 Hastings High. Ty Anderson with it now on the wing to Reimer. To Hoagland behind the screen, shoots the three, going to be off there, no good. A battle for it, it's tipped around in the lane. Arnold comes out of there with it. Nate Arnold on the run into the scoring zone to our right, to the free throw line. His pass is going to be picked off by Hoagland. Patriots turn it over, Ross Hoagland trailing the play. Gets in there and steals the basketball on that pass. Front court Richardson now to Hoagland, and he is pushed by Brady Barrett. Barrett on the foul there. It'll be a non-shooting situation. In fact, the second foul on Adams Central. Hastings High has not committed a foul here tonight. Overmiller and Arnold go out. Jake Fowler comes back in, and Calvin Ott for the Patriots. Nick Stein will check in for Adams Central. Stein replaces Zach Hunt. First rest for Zach. So it's Barrett, Lyons, Ott, Stein, and Fowler for Adams Central, leading 20-6. Bounding is Hoagland now to Richardson. Jeff with it. Gives up his dribble, passes now to Ty Anderson. Ty with the basketball to Richardson. He's near the timeline on the dribble. Stein with defense there. Richardson gets the screen, passes out to Reimer, to Anderson, left side to Hoagland. Top of the key to Richardson, to the free throw line. Puts up a runner from seven, going to stay in the hole. Goes down for Jeff Richardson. He hit it for the hoop there and scored. 20-8, Patriots by 12 with 6 minutes to go before halftime. Brady Barrett, front court now to Jake Fowler. Fowler to Stein, top of the key, goes into the lane, puts up the shot, going to go down for Nick Stein. Nick Stein with the shot inside scores, 22-8, Adams Central. Front court, it's Reimer for the Tigers, so Andreessen, he will head for the hole, stop, fake, shoot, and score. Jack Andreessen with six. Jack works well inside, has six tonight, 22-10, Adams Central. Front court, Jake Fowler, as the Patriots slow it down here a little bit. Fowler to Stein on the right wing, back to Fowler. To Barrett. Brady Barrett will head for the hoop. Now dishes in the corner to Lyons. He shoots the three in the hole. Connor Lyons for three. He has five. 25-10. Adam Central in a quick timeout on the floor. Patriots have their biggest lead at 15. We'll take a timeout with 5:18 to go in the second quarter. Adam Central 25. Hastings High 10. We're back in 30 seconds.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Well, as the statistics show you, Hastings High doesn't score that many points, only 43 a game. Adams Central averages more than 60 a game, and the Patriots got off to a hot start tonight and put the Tigers in an early hole here. It's now 25-10. That's about the worst thing that could have happened to Hastings High tonight. The Patriots getting off to such a hot start shooting the basketball. Rudd at the baseline, double team there, and travels with the basketball. Tigers turn it over for the sixth time. So Adams Central gained control of this game early, had a 9-0 lead, 5:27 to go in the first quarter. They enjoy their largest lead at 15 right now, 25-10. Hastings High on defense now, playing their man-to-man. Jake Fowler with it. Now the Tigers tied it. Trapped the basketball, and Fowler, he gives it up to Stein. Stein into the lane. Lost control of it. It was knocked out of bounds, but they say it's off Nick Stein. So good defense there by the Tigers. Fifth turnover on Adams Central. Hastings High has six. Patriots lead it 25-10 with 4:38 to go before halftime. Ben Reimer scoring zone, number 10, guarded by number 10 of the Patriots, Jake Fowler. Reimer into the front court, the senior. Lob inside to Andreessen. Gets free, shot blocked from behind by Lyons, picked up though by Rudd, and he scores. Brady Rudd to pick up the blocked shot and scores for the Tigers. He has four, the Tigers have 12, they're down 25-12. Fowler to the right of the free throw line, lost control, tips it out to Stein. Stein will shoot the three in the air, going to be off there, no good. Battle part on the baseline and a whistle as Brady Rudd hits the deck for the Tigers, and a foul going to be called on the Patriots, Connor Lyons. Connor a little too aggressive trying to get that offensive rebound. Zach Hunt, Nate Arnold, Matt Obermiller. Check in for Adam Central along with Zach Hollister, the 5'10 junior, his first appearance. Fowler goes out, Barrett goes out, Stein goes out, Lyons goes out. So Arnold, Obermiller, Hunt, and Hollister in, and Calvin Ott stays out there for the Patriots. 25-12, halfway through the second quarter. It's a pass to Rutt, right, left of the free throw line to Reimer. Ben with it. Passes the baseline to Andreessen. He heads for the hoop, turns to his right, puts up a seven-footer, going to be partially deflected by Obermiller and grabbed by Hollister. So Zach with the basketball, good defense there by Obermiller. Hunt now to Arlt. 13-footer in the air is going to be good by Nate Arlt. Nate Arlt, if his defender went with Zach Hunt, and Arlt had a wide-open 13-footer, he has six, 27-12 Patriots. Front court Reimer for Hastings High School. Tigers trying to break a 13-game losing streak. They were 2-1 to start this season and dropped their last 13 with Patriots here tonight and Lincoln Pius tomorrow night, and then the district starting for the Tigers 1 week from tomorrow. Andreessen into the lane. Bounce pass to Rutt. Puts up a seven-footer. Going to roll off there. No good. Just wouldn't fall for Rutt. Rebound Obermiller for the Patriots to Hunt. Quickly front court Zach Hunt for Adam Central. He's going to be fouled as he heads for the hoop. Ben Reimer picks up that foul. Zach Hunt, of course, likes to go for that hoop. Handles the basketball very well. He went from left to right there, and Reimer had to foul to keep Hunt from going past him there and heading for the hoop. Into the basketball game for Hastings High is going to be Tyler Rebarger, 5'11", freshman into the game. Jack Andreessen gets a breather. So Tyler Rebarger, the freshman in, driving and shooting and scoring. Zach Hollister for the Patriots, and they now lead it 29-12. So Adam Central's lead up to 17, 2:45 to go. Front court, there's a foul on Hollister. He fouls Ross Hoagland on the far sideline near the sideline, and a foul there on Zach Hollister, his first. Only the fourth team foul on the Patriots. Only one foul this half on Hastings High, so a quickly played first half. 29-12, 2:45 to go, and there's a five-second call. The Tigers cannot get the basketball in the allotted 5 seconds out of bounds. They've got a 10-second violation and a five-second call, so the Patriots doing a good job on the defense out-of-bounds plays and a timeout on the floor. So we'll take one with 2:46 to go in the second quarter. Adams Central 29, Hastings High 12, back in 30 seconds.
Everybody loves a sale, and CPI Mr. Tire announces their unbelievable tractor tire sale. Co-op pivot tires built for a longer life as low as $120 in the 11-2 by 24 4-ply. The Agra Radial 3, performance that can reduce downtime and fuel cost, is only $770 in the 18-4 R38 size. The 10x16 8-ply Farm Master front tractor tire, only $130. All prices cash and carry, so hurry into your area CPI Mr. Tire.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Tiger Den. Hastings High trailing Adams Central 29-12. Six for Brady Barrett, six for Nate Arnold, six for Zach Hunt for the Patriots, and six for Jack Andreessen for Hastings High. The Tigers have Richardson out there and Reimer, Rutt, Hoagland, and Tyler Rebarger. And Tyler is the 5'11 freshman, son of football coach Rick Rebarger. Patriots come out with Zach Hollister, Calvin Ott, Nate Arnold, Matt Obermiller, and Zach Hunt. 2:45 to go. Playback in for this basketball game. 2:40 to go in the first half. 29-12 Patriots. Zone defense now by Hastings High. They'll try to force the Patriots into some outside shots, and they've been pretty good at that. There's one by Hunt for three. No good, and the rebound to Reimer. So a zone that time down the floor for Hastings High. Ben Reimer, front court for the Tigers. Pass underneath to Hoagland. He will shoot from five. Off there, no good. Grabbed by Arnold on the baseline of the rebound for Nate Arnold into the front court. Quickly, 3-on-2, bounce pass to Hollister. Lost control, and coming out of there with it is Hoagland. Patriots turn it over for the sixth time. Ross Hoagland with the steal there. And Hoagland gives it up to Reimer with 2:05 to go before halftime. 29-12. Rebarger with it to the free throw line. Back out to Richardson. Jeff Richardson, the 6-foot junior for Hastings High now. To Rebarger. To Hoagland, right side to Richardson. Jeff Richardson. 25 feet from the basket, reverses, goes to the baseline. Back out there to Rebarger, to Reimer. Left side to Hoagland. 1:43 to go before halftime to Rebarger. Hunt with defense there. Into the lane, lost control of it is Reimer, picked up by Obermiller. Long pass to Hunt. Hunt into the front court now. as the defense gets back for the Tigers. Zach Hunt with it, 1:30 to go. Cross courts it to Overmiller. We'll take the shot from there, and it's going to be good for three. Matt Overmiller. Overmiller's first field goal. The Tigers up now by 20, 32 to 12, with 1:20 to go in the first half. Richardson front court for the Tigers. The pass is going to be picked off by Overmiller. Turnover Tigers. Overmiller with the steal. He will drive, shoot, and score. Matt Overmiller with five consecutive points. The Patriots lead it now 34 to 12 with 1 minute to play in the first half. Tigers have turned it over nine times in the first half. They average about 13, so Tigers not contain control of the ball. There's a steal by Arnold. He loses control of it, but tips it to Hunt. Another turnover on the Tigers. Hunt will drive and miss the shot, but he's fouled in the play by Jeff Richardson. So Adam Central trying to put some more nails in here. They are really trying to go into halftime with a big lead. They lead by 22, 47 seconds to go. Couple of steals the last two times down the floor by the Patriots. Zach Hunt to the line to shoot the first free throws of the night for Adam Central. First one is good, seven for Hunt. 35 to 12, Patriots by 23. Connor Lyons back in for Adam Central. Zach Hollister goes out. Jack Andreessen back in for Tyler Rebarger for the Tigers. Brady Barrett back in for Calvin Ott for the Patriots. Barrett, Lyons, Hunt, Jake Fowler back in for the Patriots, and Matt Overmiller. Jeff Richardson out there, Ross Hoagland, Ben Reimer, Grady Rudd and Jack Andreessen for the Tigers. Second free throw by Hunt is up and good. He has eight. And it's all the way up to 36 to 12. Patriots by 24 late in the first half of play. Reimer front court for the Tigers. The orange and black of the Tigers underneath to Andreessen. He's in the lane. Double team there. Bounce pass back out to Hoagland. Hoagland now to Richardson. Richardson left wing to Hoagland. They look inside for Andreessen, but pass it through the top of the key to Reimer. Now to Hoagland. To Brady Rudd, bounce pass, free throw line to Andreessen. He will drive, put it up, and score. Jack Andreessen with eight. And the only bright spot offensively for the Tigers. 12 seconds to go. It's 36-14. Hunt in the front court for the Patriots. They'll hold for the final shot of this first half with six. Hunt to his left. Double team there with three. To Rudd, going to have to put it up. Lyons will from the top of the key. 25 off there, no good. And that's the end of the first half, but it's been pretty much Patriots in the first half after two quarters. Adams Central 36, Hastings High 14. We'll talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling, and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
For sale, service, and repairs, come to Hastings RV Center, Transportation Equipment Company. That new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot at Transportation Equipment Company. Mari and Barb will also take care of all your repairs and services, including hitch work, wiring, and camper detailing. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, 100 North Laird in Hastings, just north of the railroad tracks. Open Monday through Saturday. Transportation Equipment Company supports all local and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Tiger Den, it's Adams Central doing most of the growling here tonight. The Patriots 36, the Hastings High Tigers 14 here at halftime. Exciting time of year, of course, with the tournaments beginning for the guys next week. The girls, of course, have had a week under their belts as far as tournaments are concerned in the sub-district, and the competition for the boys ending the regular season this week, and the sub-districts beginning next week for C1, C2, D1, and D2. Classes A and B will begin late next week and on into the first part of March before we get everybody determined for the state tournament games, the first two weekends in March. Now, this is the last regular season game for Hastings High. They will have Lincoln Pius here tomorrow night, a very good Pius team again at 7:45 tomorrow night. This is the last regular season game for the Adams Central Patriots, and they will be off until, the way it looks, until Monday, March 1st. The Tigers and the Patriots in the same B district, the B5 district. It'll be over in Kearney this year at Kearney High School. It'll be a six-team tournament, and Adams Central will be the number one seed. That's not official yet, but the Patriots number three in the point standings going into games tonight, and the Patriots will be the number one seed, and the way it looks over there in Kearney, and they will have the first round bye. Hastings High still playing for their seed. They want to be fifth if they can, as opposed to sixth. They will be playing in the first round a week from tomorrow, February 27th. Opponents still to be determined. Of course, the Holdridge, Grand Island Northwest, Lexington, and McCook join Hastings High and Adams Central in that B5 district starting Saturday the 27th. There'll be two games that night. The top two seeds, of course, one of those will be Adams Central. They'll be the number one seed. They'll be off the first night. They won't play until Monday, March the 1st. That's the semifinal night. The finals on Tuesday, March the 2nd. So Adams Central will play tonight and have about 9 days off before they play their semifinal game in the district tournament. Hastings High with Lincoln Pius coming to town tomorrow night. St. Cecilia boys are playing tonight at home. If we get that final score in their home game matchup with Centura, we'll pass that along to you here tonight. But the Patriots are at home tonight as they end their regular season. And the St. Cecilia boys will begin sub-district over at York next Tuesday night at 6 o'clock against the winner of Monday's Fairbury and Fillmore Central game on Monday. So the Blue Hawks begin next Tuesday. The Hastings High girls begin their district play next Tuesday over at Kearney. It'll be the B5 district. The Tigers are the fourth seed. They'll take on winless McCook next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock in the first round of their district tournament. Hastings High girls have defeated McCook twice this year. The winner there Tuesday gets Lexington next Thursday in that girls' semifinal. And the St. Cecilia girls announced where they will play their district championship game next Friday night. They'll be playing Milford next Friday. They'll be playing at Aurora. So St. Cecilia girls go to Aurora next Friday, take on Milford in the C1-3 district championship. Of course, the winner there goes to the girls' state basketball tournament, as the entire girls' field will be determined next Friday night in all the classes, with the district championships and the two wild cards in each class will also be determined. So a lot of basketball is still to come. High school teams, boys and girls, and the guys get into the tournaments next week, and we'll give you our broadcast plans when they're all finalized on Monday. We can tell you for sure tomorrow you're going to have some basketball right here on 1230 KHS as the Hastings College women and men end their regular season at Dakota Wesleyan. Now, these games are going to be at 1 and 3 tomorrow. They're usually at 2 and 4, but tomorrow the Bronco women play at 1 o'clock. The men play at 3. Pre-game show at 12:45 on 1230 KHS radio tomorrow afternoon. Of course, the Broncos, the men, will not be playing for the conference championship or try to tie for it, losing the other night. So they're going to try to get over there at Wesleyan, get a win, and maybe get that second seed in the conference postseason tournament. They will do that with a victory. But the Broncos at Dakota Wesleyan, the women, of course, have clinched home court in the postseason tournament all the way through as they won the conference championship last Saturday. We'll take our final timeout. We'll have the third quarter of this game here at halftime. It's Adams Central 36, Hastings High 14. We'll be back with the third quarter in 90 seconds.
Everybody loves a sale, and CPI Mr. Tire announces their unbelievable tractor tire sale. Co-op pivot tires built for a longer life as low as $120 in the 11-2 by 24 4-ply. The Agra Radial 3 performance that can reduce downtime and fuel cost is only $770 in the 18-4 R38 size. The 10x16 8-ply Farm Master front tractor tire, only $130. All prices cash and carry, so hurry into your area CPI Mr. Tire.
If your heating and cooling system has seen better days, now's the right time to replace it. Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning has the Frigidaire Ecologic System that qualifies for the Economic Stimulus HVAC Tax Credit. The new law allows homeowners to claim 30% of the costs, up to $1,500, when you purchase a Frigidaire Ecologic Heating and Cooling System, plus cut a third off your heating and cooling bills. Contact Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning, 463-4853, for further details on the Ecologic qualifying Frigidaire products. Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, and now in Kearney.
Familiar faces, new business. The new business is Auto Glass Experts. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. The familiar faces are Jeff Fitzke and Brent Vorderstrass. They have more than 25 years combined experience in the auto glass business. Auto Glass Experts will take care of your vehicle's windshield replacement, rock chip repair, machinery glass, and commercial and residential windshields. They'll even come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call Jeff and Brent at 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings, supports local and area high school, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers athletes, teams, and coaches.
1230 KHAS.
Third quarter. On defense forces a turnover there, and the Patriots with the turnover, and Hastings High with the basketball, and now the Tigers turn it back over to the Patriots. Third quarter underway. Each team's turned it over once. Ott will drive, take the pass, and missed the shot. They battle for it. Ott gets the rebound back out to Hunt for Adams. Little shot in the air and good. Zach Hunt for three. He has 11. Patriots lead at 39-14. It's Lyons, Arlt, Ott, Barrett, and Hunt for Adams Central. Reimer, Andreessen, Richardson, Hoagland, and Rutt for the Tigers. First points of the quarter, three-pointer by Zach Hunt. Pass underneath to Brady Wood. He will shoot with the left hand, rolls off, no good. Rebound by Brady Barrett for Adams Central into the offensive zone. Barrett takes a long three from the wing, going to be short, no good. Rebound by Calvin Ott. He will shoot and score. Ott with the offensive rebound and basket. He has four, and it's 41-14. Patriots have the lead up to 27 points. We play just over a minute of the third quarter. Ben Reimer, front court for the Tigers. Reimer to Richardson. Richardson behind the screen now will drive to right of the free throw line. Puts up a runner from 12. No good. The rebound by Brady Barrett. Barrett for the Patriots as they control the boards here. Pass front court to Richardson. Tries to save it on the far sideline. Cannot do it. Jeff Richardson gets in that passing lane and tries to save the basketball on the pass, but cannot do it as the Tigers knocked it out of bounds, and it will be Patriot basketball. Arl to inbound. Goes to Zach Hunt. 6:35 to go, third quarter. Adams Central has this one in good shape right now. If you're a Patriot fan, it's 41-14. He's can tie in the man-to-man defense. Hunt into the front court. Take a 16-footer top. Behind the free throw line, off there, no good. Richardson with the rebound for the Tigers. Jeff quickly into the front court for the Hastings High Tigers. Down here by 27 to Hoagland. Cross-court pass to Reimer. He'll take the three from there in the air. In the hole, Ben Reimer. First bucket of the game for Reimer, 41-17 Patriots. Front court, it's Ott now to Arl. Into the lane, lost control of it in the steal. By Jeff Richardson, turnover Patriots, their eighth. Richardson front court off the steal. Knocked away from him. He runs it down at the timeline. Lost control of it. Passes it down. It's picked off by Hunt. He will drive and lay it in for the Patriots. 13 for Hunt. Turnover by the Tigers turns into an easy basket for Hunt. And he has 13. And the Patriots have 43. They lead 43-17. 5:33 to go. Third quarter. High school basketball tonight here on 1230. KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. And there's a timeout. Mike Simmons, Hastings High. Going to talk this one over. 5:28 to go in the third quarter. Adams Central 43, Hastings High 17. We're back in 30 seconds.
For sale, service, and repairs, come to Hastings RV Center, Transportation Equipment Company. That new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot at Transportation Equipment Company. Mari and Barb will also take care of all your repairs and services, including hitch work, wiring, and camper detailing. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, 100 North Laird in Hastings, just north of the railroad tracks. Open Monday through Saturday. Transportation Equipment Company supports all local and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Tiger Den, Matt Overmiller checks in along with Jake Fowler for the Patriots. Into the ball game for Hastings High is going to be Brady Menke. He inbounds the ball, goes to Reimer, losing control of the basketball, the Tigers, but it's off of Patriot and out of bounds. Menke's in the game. Reimer's out there for the Tigers. Hoagland is still out there. Andreessen and Rutt. Fowler, Hunt, Barrett, Overmiller, and Ott for the Patriots. 43-17, Adams Central. Tiger basketball. Patriots in the man-to-man. Andreessen inside to Rutt. He's inside the free throw line. Passes it back out to Hoagland. To Reimer. Reimer drives, dishes off to Menke. Top of the key now to Reimer. Ben with it. Right side to Brady Menke. To Andreessen. Overmiller with the defense there. Lob inside to Rutt. Is going to be tipped by Ott. He tips it out to Hoagland for the Tigers. To Rutt. He will put it up with the right hand and score. Nice move up and under Grady Rutt with six, and it's 43-19. Patriots with the lead. Front court, it's Fowler. Inside to Ott. He will turn and score on Brady Rutt this time. Calvin Ott returns the favor. He has six, 45-19. Ott using the big frame and the inch or so he has on Rutt to score there. It's a good battle. Ott and Brady Rutt. There's a nice pass on the back door cut to Hoagland. Nice pass from Andreessen. Nice bounce pass, and Ross put it up and through, and he has his first field goal, and it's 45-21 with 4:15 to go. Shot from the wing for three by Brady Barrett is good. Three threes in the game, nine for Barrett, 48-21. Patriots with the 27-point lead halfway through period number three. Front court, Ben Reimer for the Patriots. Excuse me, for the Tigers, now to Menke. Menke lob inside for Andreessen. He can't control it off his hands. It was a little strong. Turnover, Tigers, their 13th. Connor Lyons, Nick Stein, Nate Arnold in for Adams Central. Ott goes out. Hunt goes out. Barrett goes out. Stein, Lyons, and Arnold in. Overmiller stays on the floor. Fowler stays on the floor for the Patriots. 3:52 to go, third quarter. 48-21, Adams Central. Front court, Nate Arnold. As the Tigers now will drop back into a zone. They're in a 2-3 zone here. Patriots will slow things up. They have the big lead, so they'll work against the zone the second time tonight. Lyons from the wing for three. It'll be out of there, no good. Tapped out by Overmiller to Fowler. Patriots retain possession to Nate Arnold, to Stein. Left wing to Connor Lyons. Back to Stein. Nick with the basketball, heads for the hoop, puts it up, and it'll roll off there, no good. Andreessen with the rebound for the Tigers. Jack into the scoring zone, gives up his dribble now and passes it to Reimer. Ben Reimer for the Tigers. 3:05 to go third quarter to Brady Rutt. To Reimer. To the baseline. Double team there. Cross court to the Menke. Now top of the key to Hoagland for three in the air. In the hole. Nothing but net. Five consecutive points for Ross Hoagland. 48-24. Patriots by 24. On court, Fowler now to Lyons. He drives the baseline. Bounce pass to Overmiller. Back out to Stein on the wing. Passes back out to Arnold. The Patriots will slow things down here a little bit. Arnold underneath. Nice pass to Overmiller. Can't control it on the baseline. Nice feed by Arnold, but Overmiller couldn't control it, and the Patriots lost it out of bounds, their ninth turnover. 2:35 to go third quarter. State wrestling going on. The semifinals tonight. Reports tomorrow on KHAS Radio. There's a steal by Overmiller on the turnover by the Tigers. Overmiller will drive. Shoot and score. Steal and score, and Overmiller with seven, 50-24, Patriots. 2:13 to go. No fouls in this third quarter yet. Man-to-man defense most of the night. Hoagland for three, going to be off, no good. Tipped out by Arnold, it goes to Fowler. Front court pass to Lyons, is going to be picked off by Reimer. Patriots turnover for the 10th time. Reimer behind the back pass to Menke, underneath to Rudd, and he scores with the right hand. Brady Rutt with the field goal there, his 8th point. And it's 50-26. Officials quickly take a timeout as Jake Fowler kind of tweaked the strike a leg there, but he's going off under his own power. But the officials did stop play. They thought maybe Fowler might have hurt himself a little bit. Now, he is going to go back, I guess, to the dressing room to leave the bench, but he was going off under his own power. Into the game, Blaine Gatz, a 6'2 junior, first appearance for Gatz for Hastings High School. He checks into the ball game. And also Tyler Rebarger, a 5'11 freshman, into the game. Driving is Barrett, and he will score. Brady Barrett with 11, and it's 52-26. Patriots by 26 with 1:38 to go in the third quarter. On court, it's Reimer, right side now to Tyler Rebarger. Rebarger to Rutt, to Reimer. Ben with it, top of the key to Rebarger. Fakes, gets to the free throw line. 15-footer short, no good. Long rebound goes to Rebarger. Fakes in the lane, puts up a 13-footer. It's good. It will count, and he's fouled. So Tyler Rebarger with the field goal and one. 52-28. A foul on Nick Stein. That's his first. The first foul of the second half. Jeff Richardson back in for the Tigers. Ben Reimer goes out. 1:22 to go in the third quarter. 52-28. So Rebarger's free throw is going to be off the back iron. No good. Tipped and grabbed by Nate Arnold for the Patriots. 52-28. Adams Central by 24. 1:15 to go in the third quarter. On court, it's Barrett now to Arlt. And back to the man-to-man are the Tigers. Arlt to Lyons. Back out to Zach Hunt, who's back in there for the Patriots. Zach will slow it up. He's between the rings on the dribble. Richardson with the defense. Hunt will get to the free throw line. A left wing pass to Arlt. Inside to Lyons. He's in the lane. Back out to Hunt. He fakes. Gets into the lane. Puts up a shot. Going to roll down and good. Zach Hunt slashing to the basket. Scores. He has 15. 54-28. Patriots by 26. Richardson front court for Hastings High. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Jeff with it. Bounce pass to Gatz. Back to Richardson. Eyed the three but didn't take it. Hunt gets back there on defense. Top of the key now to Menke. Brady with it. Right side to Blaine Gatz. Turns and shoots from 16. Going to roll off. No good. Nick Stein with the rebound for Adams Central. Gives it up to Hunt. 20 seconds to go. Third quarter. Hunt front court for Adams Central with 15. Patriots will hold for the final shot here. In the third quarter with 8 seconds to go. Hunt still with the basketball between the rings with six. Now heads to the free throw line. Back out to Arlt. Takes the three from the wing in the air. Off there. No good. The rebound by Rebarger. He'll put up the shot from the other side of half court. It'll be no good, and that's the end of the third quarter. After three, Adams Central 54, Hastings High 28, back in 30 seconds.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Tiger Den. It's been all Patriots tonight. They lead it after three here by the score of 54-28. 15 for Zach Hunt to lead the way for the Patriots. 8 for Brady Rudd, 8 for Jack Andreessen for Hastings High School. Patriots have scored 18 points in each quarter. They outscored the Tigers 18-14 in that third quarter. It's 54-28, fourth quarter underway. Reimer out there and has the ball. Rebarger out there, Blaine Gatz, Jack Andreessen, and Jeff Richardson for the Tigers. They have the ball, but they're down by a bunch to start this fourth quarter. Arlt out there along with Zach Hollister. Arlt goes for the steal. It's knocked away in the backcourt. Picked up by Hunt. Turnover Patriots. Underneath to Hollister from Hunt, and Hollister scores. And Hollister with four, and it's 56-28. Tigers turned it over there for the 15th time. Adams Central with the big lead at 56-28. On court, it's Rebarger. Tyler with it, the freshman for Hastings High to Blaine Gatz. Lob inside to Andreessen, spins to his left. Double team back out to Rebarger. His shot in the air is good for two. Tyler Rebarger with four. 56-30. Patriots by 26. Adams Central jumped out to a 9-0 lead. Hit their first six shots from the floor tonight. Seven out of their first eight. Had the early lead, have been in control all evening long. Rudd drives and scores. Excuse me, Brady Barrett. A couple of Brady's in the game. Brady Rupp for Hastings High. That was Brady Bear driving and scoring. And he has 13. 58-30 with 6:50 to go. Rebarger with it for the Tigers. Inside to Andreessen. He's fouled from behind. Is Jack Andreessen on the second team foul. Foul on Calvin Ott, his first. Only two fouls this half total. Two on the Patriots, none on Hastings High. 6:47 to go in the ball game. 58-30. Lob to Andreessen. Underneath the Gatz, knocked out of bounds. Nate Arnold with the quick hands. Knocked it away from Gatz, who had an open look there from about 5 feet, but Arnold knocked it out of bounds before the shot could be put up. Richardson dishes to Gatz. He's on the baseline, turns, passes back out to Richardson. Left wing to Reimer for three in the air, in the hole. Ben Reimer with six. 58-33, Patriots by 25. Quickly front court, it's Hunt. He's tied up on the play by Andreessen, and the basketball will stay on our first jump ball call. Alternate possession stays with the Patriots. 6:27 to go in period number four. Adams Central with the 25-point lead. Zach Hunt to inbound, does to Ott, back to Hunt. Back inside to Ott. Turns, shoots, and scores from about 10 feet. Calvin Ott has eight. The Patriots lead 60-33. Calvin having a good night inside, working against Jack Andreessen. Guarding Jack this evening also. It's been a good battle inside. Hunt tries to get the steal, can't do it. Reimer has it to Richardson, and a timeout, Mike Simmons. Tigers take a timeout. That one called by Mike Simmons at the Tiger bench. We'll take one with 6:06 to go in the ballgame. Adams Central 60, Hastings High 33. Back in 30 seconds.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
60-33, Adams Central has this one well in control with 6:06 to go. Talk about the state wrestling reports. We've been having them on yesterday, today, and tomorrow on 1230 KHS and our family of stations. Platte River Radio can tell you in the semifinals tonight, Christian Berry of Adams Central, 112 pounds, lost his semifinal to a wrestler from Omaha, Scott. So we have three from Adams Central, two from St. Cecilia in the semifinals tonight. Christian Berry did lose his semifinal match, the 112-pounder, for Adams Central. No other results in yet tonight, but we'll have those reports for you on 1230 KHAS Radio. Tiger basketball, 6 minutes to play. Rebarger with it for the Tigers in the front court to Blaine Gatz. Gatz now to Reimer. Between the rings. Patriots in the man-to-man. They've been in that all evening long to Reimer. Hollister with the defense there. Bounce pass inside to Andreessen. Spins to his left. Shot put up partially deflected by Lyons. Coming out of there with it is Jake Fowler. So the block there by Lyons, and Fowler with the basketball. Front court to Hollister. Zach dishes to Connor Lyons for three in the air, in the hole. Connor Lyons with eight. 63-33. The Patriots have zoomed the lead up to 30 for the first time tonight. 7 3-pointers in this game for the Patriots. They have a 30-point lead. 5:15 to go. Andreessen cruises down the lane with the left hand up and good. Jack Andreessen with 10. Andreessen has 10. Brady Rutt with 8. They're the leading scorers on the night for the Tigers. 6 for Ben Reimer on a couple of threes. But the Tigers just have not been able to get anything going really offensively. They fell behind early and not been able to get back in this game. Reimer stops and pops after the Patriot turnover. And his shot no good, and the rebound to Adams Central. Fowler, front court. His pass going to be picked off. Patriots turn it over again. Reimer will drive, put it up on the run, and score. Ben Reimer with 8 in the game. 63-37, Patriots by 26. But the Patriots turn it over for the 12th time. Hastings High turned it over 15 times. 4:24 to go in the ballgame. Adams Central with the lead. Fowler in the lane, puts it up. It's going to be off there, no good, but Jake is held on the play as he puts that shot up, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. First foul of the half on the Tigers. Jack Andreessen picks up his first. Hastings High has committed only 3 fouls in this game. Fowler's free throw will roll off, no good. Adams Central, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line now. Ross Hoagland, Brady Rutt check back in for the Tigers. Rebarger goes out, Andreessen goes out. Ashton Dirks checks in for the Patriots, the 5'10 junior for the first time. Ashton Dirks, Connor Lyons goes out. Nick Stein also back in. Free throw by Fowler. The second of two is good. He makes 1 out of 2, and it's 64-37, Adams Central. Well, not a great amount of excitement here. The Patriots have been in control. Jump out to a 9-0 lead and have been in control all along. There's a pass over the head of Brady Rutt by the Tigers and out of bounds. Their 16th turnover. Stein out there with Fowler, Dirks, Hollister, and Ott for Adams Central. So the starters, Hunt, Lyons, Arnold, and Barrett on the bench. They may be done. 4 minutes to go. 27-point lead. This is the last regular season game for Adams Central. Into the lane is Hollister. He will shoot it. Rolls off there. No good. Battle for it, and Blaine Gatz grabs it. He's fouled from behind by Calvin Ott, and that's 2 on Calvin. Well, that is indeed it for the 4 starters. Hunt has 15 tonight. Lyons has 8. Arnold has 6 on the night, and Brady Barrett has 13. 3:43 to go. The Patriots going to play the defense here. Richardson drives. He will score. Jeff Richardson with 4, and it's 64-39. in Hastings High, hosting Lincoln Pius, a good Pius team at 14-4. Tomorrow night at 7:45 on this floor. Patriots done until the sub-district. Patriots lose the basketball. Steal there by Richardson. Patriots with their 13th turnover. Front court, Jeff Richardson for the Tigers to Reimer. 3:15 to go in the ball game. 25-point lead for Adams Central. Hoagland cross-courts it to Richardson. Jeff now to Reimer. The Tigers trying to work on their man-to-man offense here. Going to be in the loss column for Hastings High. Richardson will drive off the glass and rim. No good. Rutt fights for the rebound and grabs it. Shoots and misses for the Tigers. Grabbed now by Fowler, and he's fouled by Brady Rutt. So Rutt got an offensive rebound. The shot was missed, and he fouled after the Patriots grabbed the basketball. First on Brady. Second team foul. Patriots will inbound. 2:50 to go in the ball game. Jake Fowler will dribble it into the scoring zone for Adams Central with 2:43 in the clock running. 64-39 Patriots. Fowler loses control, hits the deck, and lost the basketball. Steal by Richardson. One-on-one the other way. Richardson shoots off the front of the rim. No good. But a blocking foul called on the Patriots' Nick Stein. That's his second. And to the free throw line to shoot two is going to be Jeff Richardson. Jeff has 4 points. The Tigers are 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. The Patriots are 3 out of 4. We haven't had many fouls in this ballgame. Richardson's free throw is good. 5 for Jeff. 64-40. Blaine Gatz goes out. Jack Andreessen in. Ben Reimer goes out. Brady Menke in for the Tigers. 2:34 to play. And Jeff Richardson will shoot the second free throw. It's up and it's nothing but the bottom of the net there. And it's 64-41. And Richardson has 6 for this quarter. Front court, Jake Fowler for Adams Central. For the Patriots, to the free throw line, in the lane, puts up a right-handed shot on the run from about 12 feet, and it's good. 3 for Jake Fowler, 66-41, Patriots with the comfortable 25-point lead. Andreessen inside to Rutt, in the lane, triple team there. Back out to Menke, left wing to Hoagland. Ross with the top of the key to Richardson, will stop and take the 3 in the hole. Jeff Richardson with 7 this quarter, 9 in the game. 66-44, 22-point lead Adams Central with 1:56 to play. 66-44, Ashton Dirks heads for the hoop. Cut off there, lost control, Hoagland with the steal. Quick hands there by Ross Hoagland. Patriots turn it over. Front court now to Richardson. He'll take the 3 from the wing. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Stein for Adams Central. 3-on-2 to our left here. Patriots, the fast break to Fowler. To a trailing Calvinott. He will shoot and score off the glass. Calvinott has 10. He's done some good work inside, offensively and defensively, and on the boards for the Patriots. Front court, Hoagland now to Brady Menke. Back to Hoagland. He'll take the 3 in the air. Rolls off, no good. Stein with the rebound. 4-on-1 for the Patriots as they head to the offensive basket. Ott underneath to Fowler. Fakes, shot put up. No whistle. Ott tips it back out to Dirks. Fowler underneath. Got the shot off. But Stein now drives. Shot no good. Rebound, Hoagland. 1 minute to play in the ball game. 68-44. Menke front court, cross court to Richardson for 3 in the air. Off there, no good. Long rebound goes to Zach Hollister for the Patriots. We'll play out the final 50 seconds, and in the backcourt, Jack Andreessen fouls the Patriots, Zach Hollister. So Mike Simmons going to send in, clear the bench out here for the Tigers. Patrick Opperman, the 6'2 sophomore, comes in for the Tigers. Hastings High getting Hollister in game. Blaine Gatz back in there. Andreessen will go out. Rutt will go out. Menke stays on the floor. Ty Anderson, the sophomore, out there. And also in the basketball game, the freshman Mark Gooden for Hastings High. Into the ball game is Zach Kierkegaard, 6-foot junior, first time for the Patriots. Adams Central with the lead here, and they're going to get the win here. And Micah Lindblad also in the game for Adams Central. And also in the game for the Patriots is Sam Rayburn, a sophomore. Final 30 seconds, 68-44. Pass underneath, shot going to be put up off the glass and good. Zach Kierkegaard gets the shot off and good. 70-44, Patriots by 26, 18 seconds to go. Tigers in the front court as we'll play this one out. Blaine Gatz right side, shot put up for 3 in the air, going to be off there, no good. by Patrick Opperman, and the Patriots get the rebound and a foul called on Hastings High. Lane Gass picks up the foul. Not going to matter too much now. Patriots will inbound 10 seconds to play. It's 70-44. Adams Central will pick up their 18th win of the year, and Ashton Dirks will get to the timeline. He'll probably cross it and dribble this thing out with the final 3 seconds. He crosses the timeline, and that's going to do it. Adams Central with the big win here tonight jump out to a 9-0 lead and win the game by the score of 70-44. Adams Central 70, Hastings High 44. We'll talk about this game in 90 seconds.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-a-tier air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Tiger Den. Blaine Bulis with you. This high school boys basketball game, this city matchup, a battle of district opponents also, could be opponents. They're in the same district later on this basketball season. It's all Adams Central tonight. The Patriots win it by the score of 70-44 over the Hastings High Tigers. Adams Central got out to a very quick start. We mean very quick. Hit their first 6 shots, 7 of their first 8. Adams Central had a 9-0 lead at the 5:27 mark of the first quarter, led 18-4 in the first quarter, 18-6 after one. Adams Central built that lead up to 32-12 with 1:23 to go before halftime. It was 36-14 Patriots at the intermission. Adams Central continues to control the game in the second half, led 41-14 in the third quarter, added up to 50-24, 52-26. Patriots led 54-28 after three. Adams Central got the lead up to its largest at 30 points, 63-33, before the Tigers hit some shots late in the ball game. But Adams Central won it by 26, the final score. Adams Central 70, Hastings High 44. The Patriots now 18-3 on the season, and Hastings High falls to 2-15, the 14th loss in a row for the Tigers, with Lincoln Pius coming to town tomorrow night. On the night, Adams Central led by Zach Hunt. He had 15, 13 for Brady Barrett, 10 for Calvin Ott, 8 points for Connor Lyons, 7 for Matt Obermiller, 6 points for Nate Arlt, 4 points for Zach Hollister, 3 points for Jake Fowler, 2 for Zach Kierkegaard, and 2 for Nick Stein. So the Patriots, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 players score for Adams Central. Everybody suited up, got to play. 15 for Hunt, 13 for Barrett, 10 for Ott, and the Patriots, with 70 points, had 36 the first half, 34 in the second, turned the ball over unofficially 15 times, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. In fact, not many free throws shot in this game. The Patriots, 3 out of 4. The Tigers, 4 out of 5 in the ball game. The Tigers led by Jack Andreessen. He had 10, 9 for Jeff Richardson, 7 in the fourth quarter, 8 for Brady Rutt, 8 for Ben Reimer, and 5 for Ross Hoagland, and 4 for Tyler Rebarger. And the Tigers with 14 points the first half, 30 in the second, had 44 for the game, and they were led by Jack Andreessen's 10, 9 for Jeff Richardson, 8 for Ben Reimer, and 8 for Brady Rutt. But Adams Central in control early, got out to the quick lead, and held the Tigers to 14 first half points, had a 36-14 halftime lead. Tigers Drop this one to Adams Central. Patriots 70 and Hastings High 44. Adams Central now 18-3. They are done with the regular season. It is over. They'll be off until Monday, March 1st, the way it looks. They'll be the top seed in the B5 district over in Kearney. But the Patriots will not play until the semifinals. The top two seeds get first-round byes, and they will be off until Monday, March 1st, and they'll be in the semifinals of the district on that night. Hastings High is in that same district, but the Tigers will have to play next Saturday, February 27th, in the first round of that district. But the Tigers have some business tomorrow night with Lincoln Pius the 10th. Pius will come to town, a team that's 14-4, and they'll be here tomorrow night for a 7:45 varsity start. Tomorrow night, Adams Central off until the district tournament. Hastings High hosting Pius tomorrow night. Well, that will do it for the play-by-play portion of things here from the Tiger Den, but stay tuned. We have the player of the game. We'll name a player of the game for each one of these local teams tonight, and then the coaches' post-game show. We hope to hear from both the coaches after the player of the game program. Again, the final score from the Tiger Den tonight, Adams Central with the quick 9-0 lead, doesn't look back, and the final, the Patriots 70, Hastings High 44. Stay tuned. The Player of the Game program is up next.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
The Tiger Den, Adams Central beats Hastings High in boys high school basketball here tonight, 70-44. The Patriots off to a very quick start, a lightning start, 9-0 in the first quarter, 18-4 in the first, led 18-6 after one, and 36-14 at halftime. For the Patriots, Zach Hunt had 15 to lead the way in scoring, Brady Barrett 13, Calvin Ott 10. As the Patriots score 70 tonight, they were the leading scorers. For Hastings High, Jack Andreessen had 10, Jeff Richardson 9, Brady Rutt had 8, Ben Reimer 8 for the Tigers tonight, as Hastings High School, again, struggling in the first half offensively, had only 14 points in an early hole and could not get back into the basketball game here tonight. And the Patriots won it 70-44. We will name our players of the game right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Okay, on the night, we'll name our players of the game, one for each team here. I think tonight we're going to give it to the Patriots and their 70 points tonight, but Calvin Ott worked well inside. He had 5 2-point field goals. He had 10 points in the game. The 6'2" junior worked well on the boards also and had to play the defense a lot tonight on Jack Andreessen, the leading scorer for Hastings High. Of course, the Tigers see Andreessen double and maybe even triple team when he gets that ball inside, and the Patriots did some of that tonight, but Calvin Ott had the main responsibility on the leading score for the Tigers, Jack Andreessen. Calvin does a good job there, scores 10 points, does a good job on the boards. So the junior Calvin Ott will be the Patriots player of the game tonight. And for the Hastings High Tigers on this evening, I guess we got to give it to Jack Andreessen. He did all he could. They had 8 points in the first half, only 2 in the second half. But Jack does what he can inside there. Their leading scorer led the way tonight with 10 as the Tigers just could not get much going, especially in that first half offensively, but we'll give it to the senior Jack Andreessen. So Calvin Ott for the Patriots, Jack Andreessen for the Tigers will be our players of the game. Stay tuned. The coach's post-game show is up next.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's post-game show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Back at the Tiger, Dan Adams, Central beats Hastings High 70-44. We got both coaches up here, so we'll talk with Mike Simmons, the Hastings High coach first. Coach, I guess this one, just what you didn't need to see with your offense, been having problems scoring points and getting that consistency on offense. Just what you didn't need to see is the Patriots come out and be so hot from the field, put you in a 9-0 hole, kind of took you out of your game early, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, they took your hats off. They really shot the ball really, really well, and it didn't really cool off the rest of the game. And they got off to a great start, and it's what they wanted. And we didn't handle the ball very well, so they were getting more possessions where we weren't getting any shots.
And your ball club, as you mentioned on the pregame show, you have to value every possession because you haven't been filling it up as much as the Patriots. So you wanted to stay in your game plan, but you kind of had to get out of it. You had to be patient. You wanted to run what you were trying to run, but it got to be difficult because you are in a hole and the clock continued to run.
Yeah, we didn't handle the press very well early there, and that got us in a hole. It kind of sped us up a little bit. We didn't run our press break as well as we needed to, and we just didn't take care of the basketball. We lost the turnover war, and they were getting points off our turnovers, and they were really tough defensively. They made us have to work very hard on offense to get a decent shot, and that's exactly what we wanted to do, and it just didn't happen for us.
Yeah, they're good defense, and putting the ball in the hole on offense can really help your defense, gives you some energy on the other end of the floor. I'm sure that that helped the Patriots in that aspect, and they clamped down pretty good on you and didn't do much fouling, and then just were able to play it pretty good against you on defense.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, when they're making points, they're getting energy off of that, and they're getting in the transition game. They're getting back on defense. They're finding our guys that are the threats. They're gonna look to shoot. They get out at them, and then. We tried our high-low game. I thought was open early. We just didn't get it into the post. And that was all it was. I mean, they got on a roll, built some confidence, and then just really feed it off the energy that the crowd was giving them.
Yeah, and coaches, I guess maybe the frustrating thing is maybe from your aspect or whatever is because you guys have been getting better on offense. We talk about maybe the consistency, but you have been getting better, and you showed some sparks of offense the second half. You scored 30 points in the second half. So the frustrating thing was, I guess, was you're so far behind that it didn't do you enough good. But they continued to work on the offense tonight, though.
Yeah, we're not a team that's going to come from behind when the score is 10, 15, 20. We've got to keep it close in there or work from the lead, and we just weren't able to do that tonight. And they just kept the pressure on us by really good transition defense to offense, pushing the ball up the floor. It's hard. Tough for us to find their shooters. They really made us have to scramble, and we just didn't handle it very well. And again, they just shot the ball really, really well. I mean, tonight they were the better team.
And as far as your guys, they can't be too concerned about this one anymore, Coach. They got to get some rest tonight. Lincoln Pius comes to town, a 14-4 ball club. They'll be a handful tomorrow night. But you guys got to go out, as we talked about in the pregame. You want to go out and play well tomorrow night to get ready for the district. So Pius will be a big challenge tomorrow night, but that opportunity's there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's another one, another tough team coming into the Tiger Den again. And you know, we're going to face a lot of good athletes again tomorrow night. And it's one where, you know, we had this a couple weeks ago where we let that Northwest game slip out of our fingers and then we let it carry over to the Columbus game. We can't let this game tonight carry over to tomorrow night. And, you know, it's a different team. It's a, you know, different night. That's why you play the game. You know, guys can start hitting tomorrow night and they can't. So, you know, that's why you play them.
Well, Coach, we'll see what happens tomorrow night. Good luck in that one, and we'll talk to you next week, and appreciate you coming up after this ballgame. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Blaine.
It's Mike Simmons, boys basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers. Tigers drop it tonight to Adams Central 70-44. We'll talk with Coach Tom Schlecht of Adams Central after our timeout on the coach's postgame show.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
Back at the Tiger Den, the Patriots beat the Tigers 70-44 tonight, and Tom Schlecht joins us, boys basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots. The Patriots getting their 18th win, and, Coach, we were just talking off-air here. I don't have any the official stats on the shooting here and what you might have from your statisticians, but keeping along things here. What about 67% from the floor? And when you come out and make, I think, your first six and seven out of your first eight, you can't ask for anything more than that, and you really put the other team, you put the Tigers in a hole early tonight, and they had to try to get out of their game a lot earlier than they wanted to. But the great shooting effort and a great start by your kids.
Yeah, it really was. And again, credit our kids, because we talked this morning about tuning in and zoning in this time of year, you know, this last game of the season and then into districts. And really, shooting is a lot about concentration. I mean, everybody has the ability to hit shots, and so it's just a mental focus of doing the things that you need to do. And I thought our guys did that both this morning when we were doing our shoot around and you know, tonight. And I thought that was a big difference for us. I mean, maybe you hit three of those six, maybe you hit four of the six. We happened to hit six of our first six. But the other thing is, we didn't settle. We didn't settle for, you know, the first look. We were making sure we were getting open layups and wide open threes. So thank you, Matt. Matt just brought a cookie up for me, Matt Overmiller. He doesn't just play defense, Blaine. He also apparently provides cookies. It's his birthday today.
Well, the person's still passing out cookies. I don't know why Matt didn't bring me one up here. He gives one to his coach. He must want to play in the district tournament, I guess, Coach. But, Matt, if you want to bring another one up, that'd be fun. Coach, a great effort by your kids. You're talking about the concentration. Is that the key to shooting the basketball? You come out tomorrow night, your next game, you might come out and miss your first six. I mean, if we had answers to these things, I guess it wouldn't be much of a competition or ball games or stuff.
Yeah,
but what do you think is the big key?
Honestly, Blaine, our guys haven't shot below 39% all year from the field. I don't know very many high school teams who can say that 39% is their low. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we usually don't shoot above 50, but we usually shoot in between 40 and 50, you know, 46% on the year. So it comes down to shot selection, to be honest. And then it also comes down to making sure you get guys in good spots where they're wide open instead of contested shots. And then these guys shoot all the time. I mean, it's just players that shoot all the time. These guys are gym rats, and so it has nothing to do with coaching. It's just the fact that these guys shoot all the time, you know, and not all of our players do, but three or four of them are pretty dedicated, you know, Zach Hunt, Brady Barrett, and some of those guys, Jake Fowler, they get in the gym and they shoot. And so it's not coaching. It's just guys getting in the gym and shooting a lot.
And you knock down early shots in a game that's, the city matchup, district foes, and you want to end your regular season on a good note, as we talked before, and you come out and hit those early shots, that just ramps up your defense.
Yeah.
It just gives you renewed energy on the defensive end of things, and you played good defense and rebounded well tonight.
Yeah, and I thought that Coach Simmons and their crew did a great job of getting good looks in that first half.
Yeah.
They just didn't fall. I mean, they were getting swing looks, swing open threes. They were trying to go high-low. We were trying to sink in and take away their posts as much as we could. But they did a good job of getting open looks on the outside. They just weren't falling for them. And so you're right, though, in that our defense does get a little bit better when you score, because number one, the transition game's not there, so they're not getting rebounds and runouts. Instead, they're having to take it out of bounds and then play from there. And then, you know, whether you're pressing or not pressing, then you're a little bit better defensively.
The ball club, I thought you had a good game out of Calvinott tonight, Coach.
Ooh.
Did a good job inside on the board, scored 10 points, and boy, these guys, Calvin's been starting, he started most of the year. These guys are coming in off the bench too. valuable playing time as far as with the district coming up. I know you wanted to do that, if at all possible, tonight because you got another week to get ready for the district. But everybody contributed and played well tonight.
Yeah, I agree totally with you. I thought Calvin Outland played a big, big part tonight. And that, you know, he actually had a chance to post up some guys. And when he got opportunities, he scored on them. And he's a soft player in the post, and he's gotten better as the year goes on, and we expect that he'll get better as district time comes along. And like you said, Matt Overmiller came off the bench, and Jake Fowler played great defense for us, and Nick Stein got to the rim a few times and got some boards, just didn't get a couple finishes, but he played great as far as rebounding. And then our starters, you know, I mean, what do you say about Zach Hunt and having 12 assists and Brady Barrett, you know, hitting shots, Connor Lyons, Nate Earl, and that whole crew. I mean, they played great, so.
The ball club now, you'll have a week to get ready for the district. You're going to go in there as the top seed, but you want it to play till March. You're done playing in February, I guess, as your coach. Monday, March 1st, you'll be the top seed. You'll play the winner of a game next Saturday. Might be the Hastings High Tigers. We'll see you.
Yep.
But you're off until Monday the 1st, so I guess that means a week of practice and get ready for all these teams coming down the road. What's going to be the most important thing next week for your kids?
You know, most important thing is going to be the same thing we did tonight, just taking good looks and making sure that we're focusing on getting the shots that we want to get, not settling for contested threes and making sure we're getting to the rim. When we can get to the rim, get into the foul line, we can get to the foul line, and then hit some open shots when they're available. So that's a key. And we really like the way it sets up because our guys will get rest this weekend, they'll get rest next weekend, and they play best when they get a little bit of rest. Our guys just do. And so when Zach Hunt has his legs like he does tonight, he just knocks shots down. Last week, he couldn't hit shots after the St. Cecilia game against Ravenna and Kearney Catholic outside. And he asked me, he said, geez, what's the difference? I said, it's you're tired. And when he got 2 days of rest coming back, he couldn't miss in practice. And I said, that's the difference. And so we're going to try and give him some rest and so he can come back and play. Hopefully, we're hoping we play back-to-back games on Monday and Tuesday. And usually we're pretty good when we give him a little bit of rest coming back and doing that.
Well, the Patriots will be playing on Monday, March 1st in the semifinals of the district. And I know the guys who were on the team last year, you know, the semifinals last year, and the season ended in the district the last year. So might be a little purpose, some more purpose maybe going down there this time. We'll see about that, but hopefully it'll be fun, and you will play two games there and maybe have another three at the state tournament, Coach. But that's a long way down the road. I know the focus is going to be on that first-round game on Monday the 1st, but an outstanding season so far, 18-3. You can't ask any more out of these kids.
No, you really can't, and that's what we told them. We said you got to enjoy the 18-3 record this weekend. And take it in, and then Monday, then you wipe it clean, you get ready for districts.
All right, Coach, thanks for coming up, and we'll talk to you next week, and appreciate it for everything you've done so far this year, and hopefully a lot of basketball to come. Thank
you, sir. Blaine, are you guys doing radio in the morning?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I'm playing basketball with Coach Trader, so I'm going to send Coach Noyd. Is that all right? Actually, Coach Noyd has drill. I'm going to see if I can send somebody. So if I'm not there, it's because Coach Trader's dragging me out to go play basketball.
Oh, Coach
so
Trader. Well, you'll learn if
give
you'll
me some coaching tips.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Help me out.
You're going to look
at Coach Trader. So I play basketball.
Yeah, you're looking for tips. You're looking for tips.
So if I don't see you tomorrow, that's why. All right.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Tom Schleck, the boys basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots. We'll be happy to talk to Coach Noyd. He's been down a couple times. He knows what he's doing. So we appreciate that, and hopefully we'll hear from the Hastings High folks and all the coaches on Hogan's Open House and Sports tomorrow morning at 10:06 here on KHAS Radio. Well, that will do it here from the Tiger Den. Adams Central wins this boys' high school game 70-44. The Patriots jump out to a 9-0 lead, 18-4 in the first, 18-6 after one, 36-14 at halftime. Had the lead up to 30 in the fourth quarter. Patriots win it by 26, 70-44. They are 18-3 on the year off until the semifinals of the district on March 1st. Hastings High is 2-15. They will host Lincoln Pius the 10th at 7:45 tomorrow night right here at the Tiger Den. College basketball right here on 1230 KHAS Radio tomorrow afternoon. Hastings College women and men playing at Dakota Wesleyan. The women will tip off at 1 o'clock tomorrow, not 2, 1 o'clock. The men at 3, both games on KHAS beginning with the pregame show for the women at 12:45 tomorrow afternoon. Wrestling reports from the state wrestling tournament with Doug Duda on KHAS Radio tomorrow. It'll be championship day tomorrow, and we'll have basketball with sub-district boys, district girls championships next week, and local teams, area teams. We'll finalize all those broadcasting plans, tell you about them on Monday, but it's tournament time after this weekend for everybody, so stay tuned to our family of stations of Platte River Radio, including right here on 1230 KHAS. Well, that will do it from the Tiger Den. This one is over, and the boys high school final tonight, the Adams Central Patriots 70, the Hastings High Tigers 44. For our producer engineer, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel of Hastings. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.